Vous écoutez L'Autre Monde, nous sommes à la 5e édition du Ripfest, and we are with the band Back Down. Hi, nice to meet you.
Hey.
Hello, bonjour.
How's it going?
Fine, and you, to be here in France.
We are perfect. We've driven a long way, but yeah. We like long drives. It's our favourite ever thing to do. Yeah. So it's perfect for us. And the weather is...
Lovely weather.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful. We do like it.
Is it Emile who asked you to come, or did you get some noises from the Ripfest?
We have a friend in France that does a lot of, she helps us a lot with booking. And she was like, oh, I've got a festival that you guys can play. So we said, yeah, okay, we'll do it. And it just went from there. We booked it through there. So
yeah, we played France a lot in the last sort of year or two.
Yeah, for the
and the audience has been fantastic.
Yeah.
So it seemed to be it's a good invite, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
We never played here for a long time. We've been a band six years now, and we didn't play here. We've played Europe a lot. We've been to a lot of countries in Europe.
Holland, Belgium, Poland.
Yeah. We never played France. And then I think we played Super Bowl of Hardcore.
Yeah.
We played that a year or 2 years ago.
A year and a half ago.
And it was amazing. And then from there, we realized that people in France, they like us. So we've been trying to play more shows here. And that's how it's kind of worked out. Yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
That's it.
Yeah.
And for tonight, you will play Sinner, of course.
Yeah, of course.
And some more stuff.
We're doing the best of Back Down tonight. In fact, we're doing the best of any heavy music.
I hope so.
Around ever. Tonight, this is the it's the ultimate Back Down set. Yeah, yeah. It's good. It's a selection of classics. Some new, some old, all new classics. Every song is a classic, of course. it's all new. The new classics.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
We'll do Sinner. We'll play our self-titled EP as well that we played.
And maybe some George Michael covers.
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe George Michael, Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Yeah, Careless Whisper.
Oh, Careless Whisper.
That one's good.
So that's the saxophone one. Yeah, okay. Now
that's the one. Maybe later. Depends on how much we drink.
Maybe
a
couple.
Good section
to
harmonise the sax.
Oh, it's good. Yeah.
To be in such a huge room like that, it's the first time for the Ripfest. Mm-hmm. And for you, hardcore bands play sometimes in just club, in bar, or on huge
in the UK,
stage.
We used to play in like Wembley Stadium. we play Manchester Arena. We do the Royal Albert Hall. What else did we do? We did Cardiff Millennium Stadium.
Cardiff NEC Arena.
So in the UK, we're used to the big tens of thousands crowds.
Nah.
This is smaller. Yeah, that's a joke. Yeah, this is the biggest venue we've played.
It's the biggest venue we've played. It's huge in there. We just checked it out and we were like, wow, this is going to be cool.
It's very intimidating.
As long as there's lots of people, which I'm sure there will be,
then
it's going to be really good. It's going to be fun.
Yes.
That's what we like. You know?
I hope for less people.
Really?
Yeah.
You scared?
No, I just prefer less people.
Oh, okay, cool.
But that's, everyone's different.
Yeah, everyone has a personal
No, I'm joking. I hope that lots of people come. It should be a good night.
Do you feel something special about the French audience?
Yes.
We do now.
Yes, 100%.
It's our best audience.
Yeah, we've been around for a while, like I said, and now when we play France, it's always the crowd are giving it 100%. They're there in the crowd. They know the lyrics, they sing along, they're moshing, it's amazing. Other places are great, don't get me wrong, but when we play France, we really have a...
And more recently as well,
yeah,
it's been really good.
We feel really welcome here, really loved, really welcome, and the crowd just, they seem to really enjoy our music, so it's really good for us to come here and play.
Especially after Brexit as well.
Yeah.
Especially after Brexit.
I mean, that is a...
Yeah, yeah. No, they like it more. They like it more after Brexit.
Well, hopefully we can still come here, man.
We feel the general European opinion is that Brexit... Oh, we love it. Oh, those guys, Brexit... Oh, so good.
We hate it. We think it's the worst thing ever.
We're joking.
You know? Hopefully it doesn't affect us coming here. But, Yeah, we love France, and the people that come to the shows, it's really good. Yeah, we feel a lot of support and a lot of love from those guys, so we respect that.
We love it.
It's really cool.
Every hardcore band have a message, if we can say so. What is the message from Back Down?
So, really, I would say we're strange. We don't want to go down a kind of cliche. Mm-hmm. A lot of bands
not
do this cliche. We have political thoughts. Don't get me wrong. We try not to bring that into the music. When you come into the space and you watch us play, you should be able to enjoy yourself regardless. Have a fun time. Our message more is really like our lyrics. It's more about real life situations.
Yeah.
So for example, we have the song "Broke." That is literally about having no money, and having to work a shit job, constantly working your fucking ass off. You know, and can I swear? I don't know.
Cool.
sorry, I don't know. but yeah, working your ass off and
like
Sinner. Struggle, really.
Sinner was meant to be a different song for every different thing we felt.
Yeah.
So like Greed is a song about I was working for bosses that were never happy, always greedy. Mm. Broke is about being coming down. The first track, it's about a fucking come down. If you know, you know.
You're sad.
Is what it is. Yeah. Wouldn't Know is about a particular
those
guard.
People really yeah not, those people not knowing the situation and not being people not being clued
idiots.
Up to how people really live, you know?
It's finding something that annoys you, that angers you, like all hardcore should be. If there's something that annoys you, don't shout about it, write a song about it.
Yeah,
that's what we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's our way of expressing our anger at certain societal issues, I guess.
To make something like a Chinese portrait of Back Down, if Back Down was a temperature, what kind of would it be?
If it was a what, sorry?
Okay, cool. I would say, it could be a big cat, maybe. Just.
I think Back Down is basically like a giant metallic angry monster with horns smashing everything in its path. Just a juggernaut. Does not stop. Does not get thirsty or tired. Just
Back
bang,
down,
bang,
yeah.
bang, bang, bang. fuck off. That's what Back Down to me, the giant monster smashing. Like Transformers slashed mixed with Conan the Barbarian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
With horns.
Okay.
That's wild, right? But yeah, he's right.
Yeah, that's
it.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Either that, or maybe a very small, angry baby.
Okay.
With a sword. with a large sword that he can carry. You know?
Just small enough for a baby, just big enough to kill a man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
One or the other.
Yeah.
We let the listener decide.
Yeah. It's down to the listener.
Yeah.
Really.
That should be some good covers.
We've got one that we're going to play.
Oh, yeah. We've got one cover.
Play.
Other than the George Michael cover. Ones that we said. So.
Yeah. No yeah, George. Yeah. The George Michael is
a
maybe. It depends.
But yeah, we play Hatebreed. We all love Hatebreed.
Hatebreed.
It was one of our, I think, people our age, one of the first hardcore bands for a lot of us was Hatebreed.
Yeah.
And we're playing one of their old tracks tonight.
Yeah.
It always goes down well. Mm-hmm. So we play that one.
Yeah.
We talk about playing other covers, but
we've got a few we'd like to.
We're quite lazy.
Yeah.
So we don't like to learn too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
This year, propose you to go on a way, to choose a way. You can go second stars on the right and straight ahead until the morning.
Yeah.
You can go on the yellow brick road. On the stairway to heaven.
Okay.
Or on the highway to hell.
Or go to
infinity and beyond.
Oh, see, that's a good question. I'd like to go to infinity beyond on the highway to hell,
whilst ascending the highway.
I might hit the stairway to heaven.
Stairway to heaven.
Yeah.
And
then when I'm there, I'd like to look out for the second star to the right.
Yeah. So kind of a mix of all four, really.
Yeah, but definitely Toy Story. If there's going to be one,
100%.
Toy Story.
Yeah, to infinity and beyond.
Yeah, to infinity and beyond. Bitch.
See, it sounds cool, man.
Yeah,
they should have done that in the film.
Yeah, could put in a song.
To infinity and beyond, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I might open the set with that.
That's it.
Let's do it.
Last word you would like to say?
France is great. We love France, and we love the people, the shows. We hope you guys keep supporting us, and thank you for your support. Yeah.
My word is save up all your money, all your paychecks, go to Bandcamp, back down into Google, find the t-shirts, and then just click 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Download,
support. Order merch. Order merch.
Help us.
Yeah, money for us.
We're poor.
You'll have lots of cool shirts. They'll be worth a lot in one day.
Maybe.
So... just do that. Mm. Just spend all your money, back down merchandise.
It's the best out there.
That's the message we've
best
got.
Best you can get. Best
yeah,
can
yeah.
Get.
Best you can get. For sure. Primo.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
premium.
Yeah.
Premium shit. So we roll.
Cool.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Vive la France!